Expenses are one of the elements. The other elements are assets, liabilities, owner's equity, revenue, and of course, we're talking about expenses now. These are the elements of the financial statements. We need a definition of expenses. Decrease in assets or an increase in a liability, which leads to a decrease in owner's equity, and it excludes drawings. So I'll say that again. Decrease in assets or an increase in a liability, which leads to a decrease in owner's equity, excluding drawings. Let's have a think about an example, such as wages. This is a common expense, paying wages to your staff. That's going to decrease the asset, of course. That's the cash or bank account that'll go down. So the asset side of the accounting equation is reduced. So the equity side of the accounting equation has to be reduced as well. And that's going to be reduced due to the decrease in owner's equity caused by this wages expense. So decrease in assets, in this case bank, leads to a decrease in owner's equity. And it wasn't due to drawing, so it matches our definition of expenses. There's lots and lots of different examples of expenses, and over time you become very good at identifying which are expenses. But the most common ones we'll see this year are cost of sales. That's a huge one. That's the biggest expense in terms of dollar value in a trading business. They sell stock, they buy stock. So the cost of the stock, the cost of sales, is without doubt the most significant expense in a trading business. Then we've got wages, advertising, rent, cleaning, accounting fees, administration expenses. Later on, we'll see depreciation, bad debts, discount expense. There's lots and lots and lots of other examples. But the big ones, cost of sales, that'll be in just about every example. In fact, it will be in every example. Wages, advertising, rent, stock loss is another one I just thought of. Anyway, perhaps have a look on our website and get the link, the AASB link, and check out their definition of expenses. It doesn't have to be word for word with ours, or the one I just told you, but you should have a working definition available. Of course, expenses are going to be reported in the profit and loss statement. The profit loss statement shows revenues less expenses. So we're going to count the expenses incurred for the reporting period. Might be a week, might be a month, might be a year. But whatever it is, we're going to count and then report the expenses incurred for that reporting period. And it's going to be shown in the profit and loss statement. And of course, you must know the double entry rules for expenses. They're the same as for assets, same as for drawings. That might help you to remember. So same as assets, same as drawings. To show an increase in an expense, you do a debit entry, a left-hand side entry, a debit entry. To show a decrease in an expense, you show a credit entry. So debit equals increase in the expense. Credit means decrease in the expense. Must know that. Debit means increase in the expense. Credit means decrease in the expense. The same as assets, same as drawings. So, in conclusion, expenses, one of the elements, definition, decrease in an asset or an increase in a liability, which leads to a decrease in owner's equity, excluding drawings. Just going back to that definition, that second bit of the definition or an increase in a liability. For those students who did Unit 2 accounting, we talked about accrued expenses. And that was an example of where the liability increased due to the expense, and that caused a decrease in the owner's equity. But we'll do that again later on this semester when we do balance day adjustments again. But a decrease in an asset, increase in a liability, which leads to a decrease in owner's equity, excluding drawings. Examples: cost of sales, wages, advertising, rent, accounting fees, cleaning, administration expenses, later on depreciation, bad debt, stock loss, discount expense, lots of other examples. Expenses reported in the profit and loss statement. It's going to be the expense incurred over the reporting period, whatever length of time that is. And of course, you have to know the double entry rules for expenses. Debit is an increase. Credit is a decrease. Debit is an increase. Remember the increase, I reckon, and then of course it's always the reverse on the other side. Debit is an increase in the expenses, same as assets, same as drawings. Did you take any notes? If not, why not replay and review? That's the end of this one.